What's up, everybody? It's Rome from the Comedy Trap House Podcast. Make sure you join me and my two best college buddies, Cam and Emmanuel, as we talk about everything trending in the news and just personal life stories that can make you laugh, make you feel good, and maybe sometimes make you question what in the world is going on out here. We cover topics from mustaches to cow storming the beach. And then we hit heavy topics like mental health and wellness. So make sure you tune in and subscribe to the Comedy Trap House for free today on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss out on new episodes. So please join us. If you need that midweek pick-me-up, well, we got it for you. So again, subscribe to Comedy Trap House for free today on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss out on the new episodes. Remember, wipe your feet before you come inside the Comedy Trap House.
This is the place where sports opinions collide. Dead in Sports 365, the sports edition. This is day number 4. Today, making headlines, Kyrie Irving is set to return. Tomorrow is the latest that we have. And so it appears as if he won his standoff with the NBA, or in particular with the Brooklyn Nets. So he will be back. The team, of course, they're citing that COVID is the reason why, and that he will play in, I guess he will be a part-time player. I've never known a part-time NBA player before, but first time for everything. Trae Young put up 56 points, albeit in a loss. Great performance by him, but nevertheless, it led to absolutely nothing but an individual accolade. But, you know, he got off. Klay Thompson is set to return possibly this Sunday, which adds more firepower to the already potent Golden State Warriors. We have to shout out and recognize the greatness and the wonderful, fantastic, like awesome season that Steph Curry is putting on this year. He is definitely showing that he can be the main guy on a team and win basketball games because he is the focal point. He is the sole thing on that team. That's it. He is basically the LeBron, the MJ of that team. And I think it's been good for him legacy-wise because yeah, he has the championships and all of that. But, you know, he was on a Warriors team that had Draymond, and then they had KD, and then they had Klay Thompson. So there were a lot of other things that could cause people to question his greatness. I think after this is not, it's, I mean, there's nothing left to question, even if they don't ultimately win the title this year. But right now that, I mean, it's going to be hard to beat them 4 times out of 7 with the way they're playing. Last but not least, and I thought this was really interesting, one of John Morant's teammates, Bane, said that John Morant is a top five point guard in the NBA. And after taking down LeBron and after taking down KD, two of the best players in the NBA, both champions, caused me to wonder and think. Like, you know, I've been talking about point guards this whole show for the most part. So you got Curry, obviously he's in that five. You got Kyrie, now that he's back. Maybe we can throw him in there. Like, you know, people sometimes put CP3 in there, even though he's old now. I mean, is Ja a top five point guard? Like, is that, has he elevated himself to that status now? Is that what we're looking at him? I don't know. I think it's something we'll tackle when we come back. We are set to return next week, so look forward to that. But until then, the Dennis Sports 365 videos will continue. Also, be on the lookout for BZ430. He will be doing boxing 365 videos. That's right. There are 3 title matches we talked today. He will have those and even some lesser known matches coming to you on this channel. So stay tuned for that. And as I get out of here, as always, I want to hear from you guys. Let me know in the comment section, is Ja Morant a top five player in the NBA? No, not top five player. Is he a top five point guard in the NBA right now? Drop your comments and I'll catch you guys tomorrow. Peace.